Okay, guys, since we started the Destination Marketing Podcast a little over a year ago, I've had several destinations reach out and say, hey, could you help me start a podcast? And at first we were kind of like, well, no, that's not really what we do. But after enough requests, we said, you know what, let's explore this. And we've created a turnkey program for destinations where we will produce, we will host, we will edit, and we will publish your podcast for your destination on a weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly basis. And all you have to do is show up and answer some questions. We're really excited about this program. We've got a few destinations that have been doing really, really well with their podcast. And if you've ever thought about creating a podcast for your destination, but you don't have all the equipment or you don't have the expertise or any of that type of stuff, let us take that off your hands. Let Relic handle your podcast creation and production, and all you have to do is show up and answer questions about all the amazing things there are to do within your destination. So let me know if you're interested. Email me at adam@relicagency.com and we'll get you set up on this podcast program. Welcome back, everybody, to the Destination Marketing Podcast. We're here with our friends from North Alabama, Malia, Beth, and Marianne, and we've been having a great conversation about social media, and I want to keep it going. We're going to start with Malia. You know, you have 16 destinations that you work with, which is great, but also challenging at times. But you have 16 sources of content that you can kind of pull from. So tell me a little bit about how you manage that.
Well, it is, it's a challenge every day. It's a good thing to have because there's always content. So that's a good problem to have. One thing that we encourage our members to do is tag us in posts or use our hashtag, especially on Instagram and Twitter. And that way we're sure to see it and we can, you know, share and engage with it and react to it.
Great. Great. So those hashtags become pretty important for you. Now, Marianne and Beth, how are you able to use those hashtags and support Malia in that effort?
So whenever we post, we always use our hashtag, IHeartHSV. And then if it's something that we know that people want to see, we go ahead and tag Malia too, because, I mean, like you said, people come and they might want to see something else. And we always do kind of this hub and spoke. So we don't always post on Instagram all about Huntsville-Madison County. I've posted things about a place called Dismal's Canyon, and it is like home of the Dismalites that glow at night, which is very cool.
Wow.
And then I've posted about Cook Museum. I've posted about, the Tennessee River. Posted about a place called Unclaimed Baggage Center, which is about 45 minutes to the Never Eat east of Huntsville. And by the way, it goes Never Eat Soggy Waffles. Is north.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for those listening, it's really important if you can't figure out in what order to go north, south, east, and west.
Never eat soggy waffles.
There you go.
So to the east of Huntsville, about 45 minutes, there's a place called Unclaimed Baggage Center, and it hosts all of the baggage that you leave at baggage claim. So if you have ever lost your baggage, couldn't get it back, it's probably sitting in Scottsboro, Alabama.
Okay.
Just heads up for those of you who travel a lot.
Yeah, there's a travel tip for everybody.
it's an amazing place. But so we try to push out things like that. And then I know, and sometimes I draw inspiration from Malia's. And then I think Decatur just had this beautiful new mural that just popped up with this like gorgeous horse, and it's just bright, vibrant colors. And so art is important to our, I call them viewers, but our watchers, our people who look at us online. So things like that are great to post.
Awesome. And then Marianne, my question for you is, okay, yeah, you've got the dynamic of content flowing between you guys and Visit North Alabama. How do you lean on your stakeholders within your destination here in Decatur to generate that content so that you're not just constantly, I mean, you could be researching all day, every day, trying to find posts, or you can build those relationships with stakeholders and kind of be the curator of the content. So tell me how you do that.
That's a really great question. One thing that I've started to do recently is, I keep a social media content calendar each month that I use, and it's each month it's very similar, but it'll have different themes and kind of stuff like that throughout. Well, Friday is typically like my partner content day. So like a lot of our stakeholders know, hey, like it's Friday's coming up. I should send this, you know, to Marianne so she can share on her social media. But really, I mean, the Cook Museum, you know, the Princess Theater, Wheeler, they all do such a great job of, you know, when they have something exciting to share, when they want me to share something, they'll just let me know. And then we Friday or not, you know, that's what we're here for. So, but that's been kind of like my thing that I've done recently that seemed to really work and get people's attention.
Great. Great. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to jump in and say, you can create little like groups on Facebook, or you can follow pages and have like a dedicated Facebook news feed of pages that you follow, mm-hmm. which is one of the things that I do for all of my destination like attractions. And then I have a Twitter feed list that I look. And so every day I can go through. And then I know all three of us use a program called CrowdRiff. Mm-hmm. And so
love CrowdRiff. We've had him on the show twice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you talk to is it Amrita?
Amrita Gurney.
Yes, she's amazing. And so in any case, we use that, and it's a great way to grab UGC, and we know what our partner hashtags are, and they have a way for everything to kind of come into the system, so we know when Instagram people talk about them.
That's great. That's great. So I want to get to CrowdRiff in just a minute, because I want to go deeper there. I'm going to go back to Marianne just for a second. So you talked about how people are actively sending you content. One of the things that I feel like I see destinations doing a lot is you've got the marketing director for the destination. And I think most people within the office defer to that marketing director to build the relationships with the stakeholders, when in reality, in a lot of cases, the marketing director of the stakeholder organization is going to communicate with the marketing director of the DMO, and it doesn't get passed on to the person that's actually going to do the posting, right? Like Marianne. And so, you know, I would imagine you're building relationships with the actual social media manager of the stakeholder organization. So it's not just on the marketing director to build those relationships, right?
Right. That's correct. You know, our CVB is a little bit smaller in that we only have 6 employees. So we all wear a lot of hats. So whereas, you know, I am the communications director, I also, like, I do our social media. So I talk with, you know, the marketing director at the museum. I talk to Mike on a regular basis. You know, I'm pretty much talking to the princess, you know, every other day.
So you're the one building all the relationships.
Well, also, you know, everyone in our office has their thing, and we're all so involved, you know, like, even our hotel relations, our president and CEO, like, we're all actively involved in what's going on in the community. And that's one thing that I think makes our organization really special, in that we all wear so many hats. So it's really a group effort from our office. So I don't think that there's a single, you know, stakeholder or, you know, partner, for a better word, in our county that doesn't know all of us by name, which is special.
Well, and really helpful, right? That everybody in the organization has that relationship, because the other problem is if one person owns those relationships, and let's say they move on to another organization or whatever, well, everybody's starting at scratch. Or you all build the relationships and, you know, you're in a much better place. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Let's talk CrowdRiff, Beth. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So I love CrowdRiff because of the ability to curate that user-generated content, right? So tell me, like, I want to get a little bit nuts and bolts into your strategy for using CrowdRiff for that. Do you use it for your website, for your social media pages? How do you share the content from CrowdRiff? Let's get a little nuts and bolts here.
All of the above. So I usually start my day and I go through CrowdRiff. And what I like to do is I have assets over 75%. I want the pretty pictures in the nicest way. I weed out all of that text. I don't need it. So I go through and I pick out photos. When we were redoing our website a couple of years ago, we've added galleries to it. And as I do blogs of things to do during the fall or things that you can do during the holidays, there are always so many amazing photos. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to gather all of those and show, you know, skating in the park is not just for kids. It's for couples. It's for teenagers. It's for little old people who just want to try to skate in the park and see that hiking this one trail is not just for those really hiking people with their protein packs. Like, this child 3 years old is also hiking this trail, like, barefoot. No, I mean, not necessarily barefoot, but, you know, it's family friendly. So to show all of the aspects of an attraction or something like that is great for CrowdRiff, for galleries.
Yeah, so outside of CrowdRiff, normally what you have to do is create a photo shoot where you have to pretend that people are participating in these experiences. And I shouldn't say pretend, because if you're doing a good photo shoot, it should correctly represent who's doing what, right?
Right.
But CrowdRiff is a little bit more credible because it's already happened. Like, this is proof that you can do it, to your point, right?
Right. And it's one of those things that we really like to be able to, you know, we can toot our own horn all day, every day. Mm-hmm. But to have other people toot our horn and sing our praises and say, you know, Huntsville's really a cool place to go, or, hey, did you know that there's more than just rockets there, mm-hmm. is a great just statement for anybody to use for user-generated content. I think that's probably why UGC is so important to destinations. Just having somebody else go, boop, boop, it's for you, man.
Malia, do you utilize CrowdRiff as well?
Yes, and what Beth said times a million. I use it for, we use it on our website, and I use it to find content for social, and then I write our blogs too, and so I do, like what Beth was talking about, to find galleries, you know, to put on the blogs, because, you know, typically you've got one picture and you think, but there's so many more angles that you can use. And so CrowdRiff, I love it. And Emily is my person, so if she's listening, I love her. She's great.
Good. Good. Emily, that's quite the shout out there. Make sure your boss listens to this, Emily.
Yes. Okay,
let's talk now about, you know, I'm going to ask you a little bit of a personal preference question. This isn't necessarily a strategy question, but I want to ask, what's your favorite social platform to work within and why?
I love Instagram. I love Instagram personally. I love Instagram professionally. It's just, personally, it's drama-free, it seems like. professionally, it's just beautiful. All of the pictures that people post, and they use our hashtag and tag us. I'm an Instagram girl all the way.
Nice. Okay, how about you, Beth?
You know, I would say right now I really, even though it's going to make me sound old, I like Facebook because that is where most of our traffic comes from. I know that I can drill down into those types of people that I want if I need to make this blog into an ad, and then say, okay, I'm looking for those outdoor people. I'm looking for those drive market people. I just feel like as a tool, It's scary how much you can just get to the people that you need to get to and get in front of them, and everybody uses it, whether you hate it or not. You know, my mom, my grandmom, you know, like, everybody and their mom is on it.
Yep.
And so you might not be getting to the youths, like with TikTok, but you are getting to the people who are starting to have, you know, money. The younger people are still using it, so that's what I like about Facebook, and mm-hmm. the fact that I can reply with GIFs.
Really important.
Really important. I would say Twitter, but now that Facebook has given me the GIF journey.
The gift of GIFs.
The gift of GIFs.
Oh, man, this is good.
I mean, if I can just do like an office GIF for like every time somebody like, woo.
And there's a relevant office GIF for just about everything.
This is true. Thank you, NBC The Office.
How about you, Marianne?
You know, I'm actually with Beth on this one. I personally prefer Instagram because I feel like it's very no-nonsense. But when it comes to marketing my organization specifically, Facebook is where it's at. That's where our traffic's at. That's, you know, where people are most interacting with our content. I've just found it to be a little bit more, like, we're really able to get down and, like, get to those visitors or to those people that we want to see certain things. So I would have to say Facebook as well.
So you guys both like Facebook, it sounds like, mostly because of the ability the data that's available so that you can actually learn from what you're doing and improve on an ongoing basis.
Right. And Facebook, or Mark, if you're hearing this, if you take Instagram...
Mark listens all the time.
Good.
So, yeah.
I just want to let you know, if Instagram ever gets the opportunity where I can put a link and it will actually show up,
yes,
in the caption, and people can leave your site or at least just pull it up in a new window, That would be great. I love my link tree.
You getting also a little tired of link in bio?
Yeah. I mean, because people want to know more information. People save these great pictures. Let me learn about this cathedral caverns, or let me learn about, you know, this beautiful bridge. But
get it together, Mark.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes.
Okay. Have any of you tried TikTok?
Personally, yes. Here's why I love TikTok. Okay. I know it gets a bad rap, and they were probably spying on me, but here's the deal. There are so many creative people on there, and I get so much creative inspiration from it. It's just this edible content, and you can just scroll through, and the For You page is amazing because it knows exactly what you want to see. I want to see Hamilton. I want to see aquariums that have little penguins that say, don't be suspicious, Like, I am just, if attractions can find a way to use this in the right way, it can be great for you. However, if you are a destination and, you know, your board's niece, somebody on the board has a niece who says, you guys need to get on TikTok, and now you're expected to create TikTok content, it's a whole new game. You can't just throw things up there that you would throw up there. You can't just put a picture up there. People spend hours on this content, and it's a rough game to get in there if you don't know what you're doing. And I mean, sometimes you just gotta jump in like a big frog, but I don't think at this point we are ready to jump in like a big frog.
Were you gonna add something, Marianne?
I mean, I personally love TikTok, so I agree with everything Beth said more. I think that TikTok, the platform, is just not quite there as far as destination marketing organizations go. We're not quite ready to dive into that because, like you said, it's a lot of content creation, and there's so much thought and so much time that goes behind TikTok. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see where that platform goes, hopefully, if it doesn't get deleted off my phone magically by the government, who knows. But, yeah, TikTok, I think, has a lot of potential, and it can be something that we could really use to our advantage in, you know, maybe 6 months to a year.
So I'll tell you what I think about TikTok. And it's interesting. My opinion has changed recently. One of our clients is a Parade of Homes. It's a home builder association, and they do a big event, the Parade of Homes, every year. And we had one post that we hired an influencer and from TikTok. They did one post, and we had 1,722 comments on that video. And
was it good comments or bad comments?
Good.
Good.
People
okay,
excited
good.
About the homes.
No,
yeah.
Honestly, I just...
That's an important question. This video sucks, right?
Like
that would be bad. The reason I think TikTok is interesting, and I would challenge destinations that are listening to at least, if you have the budget, make an attempt to figure it out, is that the ability to go viral on TikTok is what the ability to go viral on Facebook 10 years ago was, right? When you were early to the game, you had much more of a chance of going viral, and then all of a sudden it got flooded with content, and there was so much competition that it was harder to go viral, right? And I feel like TikTok offers potential virality that Facebook and Instagram and Twitter can no longer offer. If that makes any sense, that's the one place, and I'm not saying we figured it out by any means. We hired an influencer that already had a following, which maybe that's the way to go instead of trying to nail the organic content side of it. If you can get Yes Theory, which is a big account on TikTok, they call it Yes Theory because they just go. Like if they want to go to a destination, they just go. He Googled one time, what's the least visited destination in the world? Google result pops up. Boom, he went.
That was on my For You page.
Mine too. Well, it's a great video. But, you know, if you can get the right influencers to your destination, maybe you don't have to do all that organic content work that it would take, the content creation work that it would take, but leverage someone else's audience. You just have to make sure the audience matches your audience, right? Otherwise, going viral, but it's not relevant, doesn't matter. Right. So anyway, just I think TikTok is an interesting opportunity that somebody is going to figure out, and it would be great to be the one that figures it out.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, just saying, like, the videos influence me to be more creative with how I'm like, oh, could I do something similar but not make it TikTok? Yep. I mean, and Instagram Reels, they're trying.
They're trying. Yep, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of opportunity with Instagram Reels as well, but I still think you've got the distribution problem on Instagram that you don't have on TikTok, and a completely different audience, right? Well, Marian, let's start with you. I've got a question for you, and nobody has a crystal ball, so none of this is guaranteed. We're not going to hold you to it. In fact, I went to a conference one time, and a huge conference guy gives a presentation about how we're just about to be able to advertise on smartwatches. And huge slide presentation, screenshots, all this stuff. I still can't advertise on smartwatches, you know. So, like, it's okay to look into the crystal ball and be a little off, too. But using the information that you have, what do you feel like the future looks like for your social media strategy at Decatur?
That is a tough question. I guess, you know, personally, I see a lot more, and this is kind of in relation to the current state that we're in, you know, with COVID and everything. I see a lot more virtual events. I see a lot more outdoor activities that we share, a lot more, you know, paid advertising, you know, working with our stakeholders just to make sure that their content is being shared onto our social channels. A lot of what we're doing now, but hopefully there will be new and advanced ways to get that message out. Only time will tell. So we'll see. Yeah, give us a follow at Visit Decatur AL to find out what we're doing.
I like it. How about you, Beth?
I would say people are going to, especially in the next few months, so people are going to be wanting good news. You are going to find your Facebook feeds, you're going to find Twitter feeds just full of yam, 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 yam.
Uh-huh.
And as social media people, if you know, we already have to deal with, I don't want to wear a mask. Masks are the devil. Or, mask up. Why are you not wearing a mask? They are very politicized right now. And our country is really divided on a lot of different things. So for you to be able, as a destination, to put out good content, solid content, that tells people, here's who we are. Here's how we're keeping you safe. Here's how you can come and visit us and not feel like you are just a number. You are a person who we are excited to have here. And there are multiple socially distant itineraries that we have provided for you. That is what it's for.
I love that, because you're right. Over the next several months, there's not going to be a lot on social media to be excited about or to get excited about, you know?
Yeah.
And if you can be the voice of positivity, that's great.
Yeah, and just keep the politics out of it.
Oh, especially for a destination.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How about you, Malia?
Well, I'm listening to them, and I'm thinking back to like the road trips of maybe, and I've been thinking too that maybe it's time to break those back out again and share those, because I share those quite a bit for a month or so, the when business returns to usual. And, you know, for some people, when is now, and for some people, when is still later. So again, with that good news of just offering some hope.
I like it. Okay. Another question that I have for you guys, and I think this one, don't feel too much pressure on this question, but advice for destinations that are listening, that are struggling with what to do with their social media right now, what advice would you give them?
I have been taking inspiration from our old Google Analytics. So something that I know that does really well, let me give you a couple of blog ideas. 5 least known spots in your area. New and coming soon restaurants, where to splurge on dining, places to get takeout, where you can eat in the park, where's the best place to picnic. Things like that are always going to do well, and people are going to share them because they are already looking for that information. So take what people are searching for on your site, take what you know has already done well in the past, and reuse that content, maybe repurpose it in a different way, put together a little Adobe Spark slideshow, or use like InVideo or whatever you have, and put a photo, put just text, put links, just use it in different ways, because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to be smart about it.
I love that. And I love the idea of using the data, let the data, because once again, that's listening to the visitor, right? The visitor told you through their actions what they're interested in. Now your job is to create content that matches that activity. I like that. Go ahead, Marianne.
Yeah, I mean, really, what Beth said, that's such a great point. We use our Google Analytics for pretty much every aspect of our marketing strategy. So that's an excellent point. So, yeah, I mean, just focusing on those key things that people, you know, typically get excited about, like, you know, destinations within your, you know, county that they might not know about. Things that are secret or special are always very cool. Everyone likes to feel special, new restaurants especially. One thing that we have done that we've seen a lot of success from is, like Beth was saying, we just got a new mural and it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's part of this big ongoing project called the Chasing Art Project that we're working on here in Decatur. So we developed a MoCo, Morgan County, mural trail. So we're sending visitors on this outdoor kind of trail of all of our public art that's been, you know, really cool. That's now the number one page on our website. So like before our events, that's a big deal. Yeah, it's very cool to kind of see that data and work off of that. So ditto to everything Beth said.
Yeah, I even like what you're adding to what Beth said there, because, you know, you look at the pages on your website that are most interesting to the visitor and you craft your content to that. I think it's great. So we have someone making loud noises on the ceiling, if you're wondering why there's weird pauses going on here.
Santa!
Santa's here. He's a little, timing's off. But Malia, I want to give the final word to you. And really, my question is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think would benefit our audience?
I think, you know, going back, I know I keep talking about the road trips, but I feel like that's one thing that destinations can do is create those little road trips, because a lot of, I mean, it takes the thinking out of things for people, because a lot of times people are like, well, what is there to do? And you've got, well, you can do this, 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 and this, and you can stay here and you can eat here. And it's like, oh, wow, I don't even have to think. I just have to go. And I think, you know, the outdoor opportunities, especially in the South, things are going to start cooling down. Maybe a little bit of just getting outdoors. People still feel safe outdoors. And I guess I would just like to say, just hang in there. Like we're, you know, it's going to get better.
It absolutely will. Well, thanks, you guys. This has been a lot of fun. It's been nice to have you on. We're going to go try Big Bob's. Is it Big Bob's?
Yes, yes. Big Bob Gibson's.
Big Woo! Bob Gibson's. I can't wait. In the meantime, though, tell us how we can find each of your social accounts.
You can find Decatur Morgan County Tourism at Visit Decatur AL on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
Nice. I like the consistency.
Oh, I like that consistency, too. You know what? The best thing to do is just go to Huntsville.org and find us there. And I will just say to those social media people, if you're out there listening, go ahead. If you don't have a policy, get a policy together so that you can block people, let people know the trolls will be out there, and go ahead and plan for the future, because now that we've had a pandemic, people down the road may need to know how you've handled this.
Yep.
And you can follow us at Visit North Alabama on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest also, and YouTube.
Great. Well, thanks you guys for listening. And if those of you that are listening would like to have the Destination Marketing Podcast come to your destination and feature your destination and some attractions within it, we'd love to come to your town. So hit me up at adam@relicagency.com and we'll arrange for that to happen. Thanks everybody for listening and we'll see you next week. Today's episode is brought to you by Relic. As many of you know, I own an advertising agency called Relic, and we work specifically with tourism destinations. If there's any of you that are struggling with what to do next, or you've tried agencies that don't specialize in tourism, or if you've been using the local flavor for years and years and you're just looking for something new, I would say give us a call. Give us the opportunity to take a look at your plans, see what you're doing. Use our tourism knowledge and industry specialty to examine everything from your brand to your tactical execution and make recommendations of how to help. We'll do that assessment for free. We'll give you those recommendations for free. And if you like what we say, maybe you can hire us to execute on those plans. So kind of a risk-free opportunity to have us take a holistic look at everything you're doing, provide some recommendations, and you can kind of see us in action. If you're interested in having us do something like that, please send me an email directly at adam@relicagency.com. I would love to set that up with my team.